How do everybody?
That was awful. Corey Vincent here, along with
Sir Aaron Carter, everybody.
And we are the Video Game Bang Bros, and we are bringing you a new episode. You don't like when I say that, do
I
you?
Don't. I hate when you say that.
Why do you hate when I say that?
I'm sorry, I've been using this.
We are in the new studio for the first time legitimately, and we are using it to its full capabilities, including the mute switch, which Aaron has found.
Yeah, I like it a lot. That's terrible.
So we have a lot of stuff to talk about on this week's show. We're talking about Jimmy Kimmel and Nintendo and all sorts of garbage like that. But most importantly, this Saturday is our 100th episode that we're doing live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang.
That's the longest URL in the world.
And I'm out of breath. Aaron, what can the people expect during this
show? They
can
expect some banging on Twitch, some drinking on Twitch.
Yep.
And maybe David Webb does a little hula dance.
We're going to have a party here. Much like our Christmas show, we're having all our friends show up to the house. We're going to christen the new studio with a lot of laughs, a lot of good times. So you're not going to want to miss that. Also, that same day, earlier in the day, it's going to be SAC Anime. You can go there and watch us do the show live at 1 p.m. on Saturday, September 5th. In panel room number one. What can they expect at that one, Aaron?
There's going to be some drinking, some smoking.
No.
It's going to be a lot of fun, people. You can see us live. We'll shake some hands, kiss some babies. We'll do all that type of stuff.
And if you want to show us a magic trick after, please don't. Refrain from any magic tricks. If you want to show us any tattoos.
All magic tricks and tattoo showing can be diverted to David Webb. And he'll take it all.
Who will be there? And he does take it all.
In stride.
Thanks for clarifying. David Webb is, of course, here on the show, as well as Alexander Bags. The show, like I said before, is absolutely loaded. We're doing a lot of different topics, a lot of different things, stuff.
Just listen already.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. The ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Wow, that was a long explosion. We'll fix that. If you are listening to this with your ears right now, you are listening to Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? My name is Corey Vincent, and I am joined by, of course, my co-host, my good friend. He's been here for every single episode of the show. He's not missed one. Aaron Carter.
What's happening, everybody?
What's happening? What's up?
You might want to turn your stuff up a little.
Yeah?
Yeah, I sound booming hot, and you sound a little muffled.
Well, if you guys can't tell, we got a little bit of growing to do. This is the first real test of the brand new VGB Studios. We are still on the old laptop and the old interface, and actually, no, we're on the new interface. And we're using a new recording program, so things are going to be a little different. Hence the explosion taking 90 hours at the beginning of the episode. Joining us also on the show, he's been vital to the build of this studio. He's helped us out in building the new computer. He's joining us as the man in the beard, Alexander Van Bagensweener.
In the beard?
Yeah, you're in the beard.
By the man in the beard?
The size of that beard, it consumes you now. You are just living in the beard.
It's true, actually. It's why I can't shave it. It fights back. I grab the razor, and then it goes, no, and it hits it away. And I go, okay.
No bitch.
Yeah, pretty much.
You heard him. He ain't no bitch. Wow, see, I got to add more music to this thing, too, because that was a little awkward stuff.
You heard him.
He ain't no bitch. Someone stop the jukebox.
He is the guy who let us do the podcast in his house for way longer than he probably would have liked to. David, the real Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
Like how I changed the order up?
I did. Yeah. Just switch it up. Keep the people guessing.
Keep them guessing. Aaron, how do you like the new setup so far? Let's go ahead and make this topic number one.
It's good. I like it. It's quaint, cozy, And
it's
yeah,
it's I'm actually good. On Aaron's lap.
One
right
of
now.
My favorite features is the button that turns off my voice every time I speak.
Now that is not a technical glitch. What you're hearing,
that
people.
Is
a that is not
a technical
glitch.
That's
actually,
that's he just meant to do that.
I did.
With Aaron.
Basically, in the new table, we built this thing from the ground up.
Literally.
We went to Lowe's and bought the lumber. I spent weeks.
BGB brought to you by Lowe's, everybody. Shop smart.
I spent about weeks just making, revisiting old math I hadn't done in so long to get the angles right of this table.
Geometry.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised how much you actually forget. I had,
No, I know exactly how much I forget.
It was, 100%. It might as well have been Hebrew. It was so hard to do. But luckily, Google has made some amazing advancements.
And especially in translation. You can put in some Hebrew, and then it'll tell you what that phrase actually says.
That's terrible.
And in math.
It's true, though.
I would type the angles of my triangle. When I put the
Did
angle
you put
of
the
my
heat dangle, of your meat, though?
I put my heat of my meat and the angle of my dangle into Google.
Yeah.
And it came up
with the motion of the ocean.
With the motion.
Yep.
Keep going. I'm taking selfies.
One of the features we did build into this thing is the ability for cough buttons, as Aaron demonstrated. Now, why don't you use it the proper way? Aaron, simulate before if you had to cough. What would happen?
Oh, ow.
There it is.
He coughed on me.
Right. Yeah,
actually, I just coughed on my microphone. Hold on. Let me get that.
And now, if Aaron needs to cough... There you go. There you have it.
It's also a self bleeping button.
You
stupid son of a.
But
I don't think it works
worst.
Quite that
Does it?
Way.
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Good shot though.
Good try.
Can I call my button the Taison Day?
Go ahead.
Do you move away from the mic
every single time, even when I press it? For those of you who didn't see, I breathed it into the mic.
Some people call them a cough button. Other people call it a cough drop. Some call it the Taison Day, apparently.
Yeah.
One of the many features. We are going to do a full unveiling of the brand new studio live on Twitch this next Saturday, September 5th at about 6 p.m. We're going to go live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. And you're going to get to see the whole new setup. The table, the new everything. I don't want to give too much away. And earlier that day, if you're in Northern California, you're going to want to stop by SAC Animus. This is, of course, the biggest, homegrown.
SAC Animus.
Yeah, it's SAC Animus. Right?
SAC no? Animus?
Did I get that right? SAC Animus.
Yeah.
That's
completely different
convention.
Festival.
I love that convention.
Warm wine is the best.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Warm wine is
or
the best?
Or coffee.
Oh, I've heard the coffee okay. thing. Yeah. I heard it gets you wired.
Okay.
Probably it bypasses all the way that you actually process coffee.
There you go.
Also with the SAC anime, the Greek festival again.
Oh, really?
Huzzah.
Yes. Yeah,
I think if you have the tickets to one, you can get the other.
So if you're not going to go there for us, go there for the Greek festival. It really is
some
is
of the
good.
Best food.
Pretty awesome. And you get to see, where else are you going to see Goku walk past you with a plate of
hummus
of lamb and hummus, yeah.
And the women.
Spanakopita.
Oh, the women.
The women are pretty hot there.
Yeah. I'm just glad it's not the Home and Garden show again.
They were dicks. Oh, my God. Like, seriously,
no,
they were dicks.
No, you cannot go this way.
I was really upset with that.
We don't serve your kind here.
They were.
Aren't they the people who have, like, really crappy HOAs and they're really mad and they have to have a good Home and Garden? Otherwise, they get yelled at by the retired person down on the corner.
That's not an excuse.
No, it is.
I should have been like, we are not the nerds you are looking for.
Bastards.
And just walked around by.
Security.
We got another one.
Saturday at 5. No, not 5. Saturday at 1. If you are going to be at SAC
That's
Anime.
A very different number.
It is way different.
Well, Saturday is the 5th.
I should also say I have not gotten a lot of sleep in the last week. This Saturday is going to be the pinnacle, the culmination of months of work and
non-sleep.
Even last night, we stayed up till what? 3?
I think I got home at 3.
3 o'clock.
think I got home at about 12:30.
I got home.
Well, you fell asleep at like 11:30.
Yeah.
We were building the new studio computer. We have a great new sponsor we're going to announce on Saturday's show.
It's Disney, everybody.
It's Disney.
Again.
They make amazing computer parts.
Yet again.
They were there. They pulled out support, and then they came back full force, though.
They pulled out.
Instead of the Windows song in the beginning, though, it's the whole Disney animation with the castle and
that's Tinkerbell. We play that before every show. They just can't see it because it's audio podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah. We stayed up till way later than we should have building this computer. The game has changed so much in building computers since the last time I had done it. I felt like I was asking the dumbest questions. We'd open
Pro
up.
Pro tip: he was asking the dumbest questions.
We would open the case, and I was like, "All right, where do we put the lifters?" He's like, "They're already in there." Who would have thought?
Back in
my day, we had to add the lifters by hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Lifters. They're not called lifters. What are they called? Standoffs.
Whatever. Back in my day, we called them lifters.
Back in my day, we walked uphill both ways in the snow, and we liked it.
Barefoot.
A little bit.
The new
studio. We had two pairs of shoes.
Computer is most awesome. I really felt, I knew it was good when Alex at the end of the day was like, "This is a pretty fucking good computer."
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
From him, that's a backflip.
That is over the moon.
That's the best you get.
That's the best I had ever hoped to get from him. We are going to do a video. We took video of all the unboxings. We did a what do you call that? A fast forward. Those cool little videos.
A montage.
Time lapse.
Boom. Bam. There's
you
a time
did
lapse.
Actual time lapse for real.
Yeah.
Well, it's not done, but it will be.
We did stop motion photography.
Did you stop motion? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was claymation. The whole thing is claymation.
That's cool.
That's
guys.
Why it took us till 3:30 in the fucking morning to build a computer.
Cool. By the end of the thing, we're just like, all right, fuck it. Just roll the camera. We're going to see if the button turns on. And if not, we'll just CG it or something.
Yeah. It's like, we'll figure it out later.
We'll just CG, like, fuck the whole thing. Like,
all green screen Windows 10 on. Yeah. It's fine. It booted up with Windows 10, everybody.
All right, good night. But it was really fun, actually. How long do you think the actual build took us? 2.5 hours?
Yeah, maybe.
Because a lot of it was the unboxing.
A lot of it was unboxing. A lot of it was putzing about.
Running around with our heads. Yeah, because we had to... Aaron was supposed to come through on one job. He had one thing he needed to do.
Technically, not my fault.
So,
are we surprised he's not taking...
No, Aaron never takes the blame. We're trying to do the planning because we actually do planning every once in a while when we're planning this event. And we were like, okay, we got the parts. We got to go to Fry's to get the thermal paste. And we got to go get this. We'll have this. Oh, shit, we need an operating system. And Aaron goes, oh, I have one of those in my office.
Yeah. In my office / room / living room.
Lavatory /
lavatory.
/ eatery /
/ love shack.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, that one's never
Yeah,
true.
No. That one's no.
Self-love appreciation shack.
There you go. I like that one. I'll use it.
It only takes one to
have
go.
Fun. That's what
it
is.
Yeah, there we go. That's a lot better than what I was thinking.
Coin it.
Terrible.
So we get to this whole thing, and we're like, oh, Aaron, you're going to have to go back to your house and grab the boot disk. Or no, the operating system. It ended up being
just a recovery disk.
Not
good for nobody.
It's good for me if I have any problems.
It probably isn't because it probably won't work.
Get to see.
As I have experienced at least two recovery disks recently, it doesn't work because the hard drives are dead. That's why you'd need it. And that means your hard drive is dead. So if you replace your hard drive, that recovery disk is nigh useless.
So when they're putting it in the package, they're just laughing.
Yeah. It's like if you accidentally format your hard drive, then it might be useful.
I got it for free, so.
Well, everyone gets it.
Everyone. You're not special.
Well, he is special.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll take it.
He's unique, like a broken fork. Not useful, though.
Aww.
Broken forks can still be useful. Wah, wah, How dare you?
We have a lot planned for Sac Animus. If you are going to be there, like we said, it's at 1:00. We will be in panel room number 1. That is prime time, people. This is Saturday in the middle of the biggest day of the con. We're going to be doing the show live for all the people. I've scrounged up a bunch of giveaways that we're going to be doing. It's going to be a lot of fun. Aaron, what can the people expect? You are the one in charge of the show notes.
They actually will be expecting fireworks.
Can they get laughs?
They always get laughs. They get laughs the second they walk through the door.
I thought you were going to ask where they get laid.
Oh, yeah.
They always get laid. Can we guarantee that? They get laid as soon as they walk through the door.
Can we say that?
Can we put that on the flyer?
It's right next to the hotel, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
It's actually right next to a hotel.
Part of the convention. Yeah, is in the hotel.
The share. Right in.
Share
it means
in.
Nothing, no, but no. I wanted to see if anybody was going to tag along
the
on
Sherat
that.
The Sheraton, actually.
Oh, from the Native Americans?
Yes.
Yes, I see. I remember now. Yes.
One cool thing we should mention, too, is that our own Aaron Carter will be shooting a video as well, where you're going to be walking around. Do you have an idea?
Yeah, yes. We have a couple of ideas. I want to...
Which means he has no idea.
No. We've been working on this for a little while.
You know, we're in competition, right?
With whom?
With each other.
What, your music video?
I'm challenging you right
now. That's so sad.
I think I can get more views on my music video than you'll get on your video.
Yep.
By all means, with your music video.
We need to put something on the line, though, here.
Something on the line? What do you...
I don't know, shave each other's eyebrows?
Hell no.
What, no confidence in yourself?
I'm definitely confident in myself, but I wouldn't shave my eyebrows worth anything. No. Mm. And then I don't gamble. I only gamble if I'm guaranteed to win.
You don't gamble.
Then it's not a gamble.
That's
exactly.
Not gambling.
My previous statement.
Do you bet?
Are you a betting man?
Nah.
Hot peppers.
Hot peppers, what?
I just wanted to say something.
That's
that's my new catchphrase. I was just trying it on. No,
let's
do a ghost pepper challenge then.
I'm not eating no damn ghost pepper.
So you admit defeat.
Black guy with already probably high cholesterol and high blood pressure and stomach ulcers. And
well,
kill
the
him.
Stomach ulcers are going to kill you.
No.
Wouldn't that actually be not
you have to bring in that one guy from E3 to replace Aaron.
Who is that? Oh, the random black guy?
Keith.
He's not random black guy, Aaron.
He's pretty
Keith.
Random.
No,
he's
pretty not.
Random. It's all right.
Oh, man. Keith.
I still stand by my theory that you were so drunk that part of you thought that Aaron had made it to E3.
You made it to E3. You did it. As awesome as Keith was, he was.
As awesome as Keith was.
Well, he's still
he's
alive.
Still
so.
Not.
I know, like he's dead, right? As awesome as he used to be.
Rest in peace. Keith.
Does he listen to the show?
Bless his heart.
I don't know if he listens
See,
religiously.
Did he even get him to listen to the show?
Oh, yeah, he's listened to the show. He follows us on Twitter. I send him tweets every once in a while. I slide in his DMs every once in a while.
That's terrible.
I don't like that term. Do you hear that?
The sliding in his DMs?
Yeah. I don't understand that term.
I think you'd have to be an attractive lady to figure it out.
Yeah, you're white, and it's okay.
That has nothing to do.
That has literally
that has a large part to do with it.
Yeah, a large majority.
Can you explain this to us, to the white folk in the room?
Well, I mean, it's for people who want to kind of say that they're... It can be used in different ways. So, like, if I'm hollering at your wife...
You're sliding
so it's like
in
on the
DM?
It's like on the DL.
I slid into her direct message.
So it's sneaky.
That's what DM is.
Well, direct message isn't sneaky. That's
yes,
just
it
like
is.
Direct
oh,
message.
No,
it's
it
not
is.
A public thing.
It's not a public thing. I'm talking directly to that person.
Yeah, but you're that's like. So what did I say? It's not secret.
You said it's not sneaky.
Yeah, it's not sneaky. There's a difference between secret and sneaky. Like
not
if
really.
I need to send a
not
message,
not when it involves messaging on the
yeah,
internet.
Yeah, not
let's
when it,
be
yeah,
honest here.
When you're messaging on the under,
even I know that, and
come
I don't.
On.
What?
Come on.
I slide in the DMs all the time.
Damn, I need to tell Elizabeth.
Exactly. She's probably hearing it.
I didn't know that that's what that means, though.
It's terrible, sir.
So is there any DMs that you can
send
a
person
that aren't sleazy?
That's like saying I didn't know cheating on my wife meant cheating on my wife like
that. No. Can you send a DM that's not sleazy or sneaky?
It's all about the
send a DM or slide in a DM?
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you sending a DM?
Okay, I'm sending DMs. I guess I'm not sliding. Is that the difference?
What's the purpose of sending a DM in just general?
Try to get guests on the show. I do that.
Why can't you just do it publicly?
Well, because I don't
know. Yeah, sneaky. Yeah.
Well, because when you do it in public, there's like you're kind of putting the pressure on them to like have to respond, and it's kind of amateur to me. I'll go through the route of email or something like that, but occasionally, if all I have is their social media and we follow each other, because on Twitter you have to have two-way communication.
Yes.
So is that sleazy of me?
It's all about intent as well. Usually if I'm sliding into a girl's DM, it's because I'm
See,
trying
when
to...
when he says it, it sounds sexy.
I'm trying to, you know...
Does it, though?
Do yes, it does.
If you want to hear talk about sexy, Aaron probably had one of his best segments ever on the last episode of The Weekend Bang live on Twitch.
It was pretty sexy.
It was pretty awesome.
It was pretty sexy.
We did a Gamer Misconnection segment.
Yeah.
Where we blast a little... What was it, Boys to Men?
I don't know what you played. I just said put on sexy music and then...
We put on some sexy...
He actually did it.
He actually did it.
We dimmed the lights.
Play that funky music, white boy.
I was very, very pleased.
We put on some sexy music and we read out some gamer misconnections. These are things we found on the internet of gamers looking for love in all online places.
Yeah, because there's no other place they look for it, right?
No. So if you are listening to this, if you hear my voice and you have yourself a story of a misconnection or some sort of love tryst.
Or you want to give a shout out too.
Or yeah.
Because we don't do that enough.
Yeah.
Come on. Even if you want
to. Shout outs to shout outs.
Throw out her gamer tag. I mean, you know, or his gamer tag.
Aaron will throw something down for you guys.
I'll lay something down for you.
But if you want to get in on that fun, it's Saturdays at 9 o'clock on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/video.
Tell them the Twitter so they can just send it anytime they want it too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Twitter at Video Game Bang. And we should have like a hashtag so we know.
Hashtag.
What was it? Aaron. That was Aaron Freeman.
No,
that was just me saying whatever the chat was kind of filling in, you know, at the time. I don't know. They can hashtag anything they want on there. They can
bang hour.
All right, we're leaving it up to
the hashtag bang. Make a hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag.
You guys make the hashtag. You do our work for us.
Terrible. They can do bang hour. I like that one.
Bang hour?
Yeah.
All in favor? Aye.
You don't like banging hour, but you wear a shirt that says I'm here for the bang game bang?
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, okay. But the bang
hour. The bang
hour
doesn't make sense.
What's the bang hour? Is it a play on words?
Yeah.
What's the word it's replacing?
Is that a play on words?
Bang hour? Is it tang hour? Well, I don't get it.
It's because he's white.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, moving right along.
No, that's just my Saturdays. That's that tantric shit.
See, it is.
I'm on that tantric shit. There has been a lot of stuff. Jada is going nuts on social media. If you're not following her at Jada Arena, you can go to the Twitter and follow her. We've also retweeted a lot of it. She is at GameStop Con. Aaron, the cough button if you need to. All right. So video games, she is there. We'll be on the show next week with all sorts of news on that one. The things we have announced, what were the big ones? The Xbox One Elite has been announced. Do you guys see that?
Yep.
I did not.
So, 1 terabyte hard drive. And the new Elite, what is the new controller called?
The Elite controller?
Is it the Elite controller?
Yeah, I thought it was just Elite.
Okay, they're throwing that in with it too.
Can we see it?
No. There are no photos allowed of it at all. All
right. That's cool. That's a sweet little controller. Is that the one that's customizable, right?
Yeah, that is the one
that's
customizable.
This is the controller.
That ugly D-pad.
It's surprisingly like very comfortable in the hand though. The D-pad is swappable, hot swappable, so you could either use the standard one and or there's this new cup shape one that is more for I'd say like fighting games.
What's that other company that made like a cup shaped one that was like touch sensitive?
You're talking about Steam?
Yeah, Steam.
Yeah, that's
isn't
not,
that weird?
I'm trying to say the Steam controller.
Oh no, I know, but it's you know in the like cup shape that everyone was like that looks stupid and then they played it and it actually was great. It's weird that you know
there's Xbox. A difference that, there's oh, a weird difference. This difference. Is still a thumbs this is still an actual
D-pad?
Joystick a D-pad.
Sony is did it right and just copy them everybody. I don't understand what's wrong with that.
What'd they do right?
The D-pad.
Oh, the D-pad.
Sony did the D-pad right. They've done.
I have actually
right
created a terrible callus on my thumb from the D-pad on the PS2 controller.
Yeah.
Playing Third Strike
there
and doing quarter circles.
Is this
and
the Steam
stuff
one we're
like
looking
that.
At right now?
Yeah, this is the Steam one.
The current iteration of it.
Yeah.
See,
some form or fashion.
That's gonna take some getting used to, because like I hate playing on mobile games where they try and put that touchscreen.
That's what it looks
controller
like.
It's not a
touchscreen
though. It's actually haptic feedback.
It's ugly as sin, I'll tell you that.
What's the pad on the right? Is that what you're talking about? The haptic feedback?
It's the monthly Both. Pad.
That's
What's
so
haptic feedback?
Weird.
Explain
it's like
it to
on
me.
Your phone when you tap the screen and it goes zzz, zzz, and
I
you
don't
feel
even
that
have
vibration.
To explain it. I got people explaining it for me.
Got that people explaining it for me.
Anytime I have any debate about something, I'm just saying haptic feedback.
That's
Corey,
haptic
why
feedback.
The fuck did you make that turn?
Haptic,
haptic
freaking
feedback.
Feedback.
That means
no,
nothing to me. Just because it vibrates when you touch
no,
it?
No, it's a physical reinforcement of what it is. People were actually saying they were able to... Your brain interprets it better rather than just sliding across a thing is because you can actually feel the vibration and feel it move.
It's like you're pushing a button.
Yes.
Jada actually did get to use this hands-on.
And Jada and said.
Jada said, I didn't read it. So I'm going to.
Jada said she's a convert.
We can find out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She said that this is amazing and I'm totally going
to
use this.
I'm looking forward to Jada being on the show next week so we can talk about this stuff. Aaron, are you okay over there?
Are you laughing? What are you laughing at?
All right.
Metal Gear Solid is out. We talked about this before. A lot of people are saying it is a perfect game.
That's cool.
People are saying
didn't they say the same thing about GTA 5?
I don't know.
No, actually they didn't. Not in the beginning. Because it was buggy as...
Oh, right, when you guys got your shitty release. Sorry. I was thinking about the PC release.
No, how dare you.
It's weird. How I know. You.
IGN gave it a 10. What was the other one?
CNET.
Forbes gave it a 10, I think. Well. CNET gave it a 10. Like, everyone's saying this is a perfect game. What's a perfect game, Alex? Is it true? Can
no,
this happen?
No, it's not true.
Thank you.
I'm not going to give a shit.
Thank you.
Like, it's cool. I appreciate the legacy that he's leaving or whatever, but I don't care. Leaving. I'm not going to play it.
You're not going to play it out of, like, just because you...
I haven't played them. I don't care. It can be it's a perfect game. It depends on who you talk to. It's not... You can't just make a perfect game. You can say a perfect game of the genre, a perfect game of that series, but not a perfect game. I think that's too broad a category.
Yes.
Can a game be perfect?
It's called Tetris.
At the time, yeah. And yes, Tetris is perfect.
Thank you.
Anybody actually play it?
No.
I think
it's PlayStation exclusive, and I don't think anyone in the room has a PlayStation. Oh, it's not PlayStation.
No,
exclusive?
It's not PlayStation.
Is it on the PC?
No, it's become a whore now.
Oh, it's a whore.
Is it on all three?
Oh, that's right, because Zero Grounds or whatever came out on everything.
I don't think it's on the PC.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't care. I see. That's how much I care about it. I really don't.
Yeah, that's cool.
Forbes actually came out with an article: 5 big problems with Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh wow.
There you go, Forbes. There you go.
Yeah, but Forbes never played the game.
No.
they just talk about it.
They're talking about, like,
they just talk about it.
The investments. Well,
that number one, you want to read that one off?
It's basically Far Cry 3.
But is that a bad thing?
Far Cry 3 was
no,
awesome.
No, because Mad Max is the same way.
Yeah, I know.
That's our open world now. That's our Grand Theft Auto.
Desert.
Well, go around and capture outposts and get materials.
Have you had a chance to play the new Mad Max yet, Webb?
No, because I was building a computer with you guys till 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's that little thing.
Terrible.
Yeah. Look at this, though. This is weird. So credits in between each mission are silly. So credits roll after each mission in the Phantom Pain. We are reminded over and over and over again that... Kojima, I'm going to try that,
okay.
Is the genius behind the game.
Hideo Kojima.
Or Hideo, whatever you want to call him.
Hideo Kojima.
Just call him Hildy.
Kojima-san. I'll call him Kojima-san.
That's stupid.
That would annoy the crap out of me.
But he's a very cinematic-oriented game maker.
Then make a movie.
Like, no, he just won't. He just won't.
Because he knows the medium of games is better than the medium of a movie to actually bring people in and draw them in into their own experience.
Credits in video games are kind of interesting anyways. I mean, I understand why they're there.
Because they're ignored all the time.
Well, they are, but even who's done a great credit scene?
Well, let's say the names are ignored, but Smash Brothers credits, I played every damn time.
There you go.
I thought GTA 5 credits were really good, too.
What you doing GTA 5 credits?
You don't do anything. You watch that intro movie.
Oh, yeah, no, I never. Oh, you mean for beginning credits? I thought you meant like ending credits.
Oh, no, beginning credits.
No, okay. And that's fine.
Fuck
like,
ending credits.
Like,
yeah. Ending credits.
I don't even watch them in movies.
Game credits are fine, but after each mission?
See, I even
get
frustrated.
They clearly cannot be full credits between each mission.
I get angry at Telltale games when they make me watch the credits in between stories.
That's,
well, in between
and they know I'm playing the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, that is a little frustrating.
If you just. It's 2015. They should know if I'm playing. If there's only one episode out and I play it, sure, go ahead. If it makes you feel better, play the credits. But if the whole thing is out and I'm just running through, don't make me watch the credit. And then the last time, what you just did.
I just played this.
Well, they
got to
put
know.
That in for the people that
honestly,
haven't
played that actually, when I was playing The Wolf Among Us, that made me stop, which was good because it actually made me not binge play the game and beat it and... as little as possible. It actually, I took some time and I was actually able to reflect on it. And the, you know, when the next day when I sat down to play it again, the last time actually helped me a lot because I was like, all right, I did that.
Not me. No. Piss me the hell off.
Because you suck.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't. What else we got in the news, Aaron?
Nothing. There's no more news.
That's it. We read all the news, everyone. So that means there's no more show to do ever again. We're going to retire now. And when we do, we're going to come back after the break. We're going to come out of retirement. Yep, because
more news. Because
I just found more news. I thought we covered everything on the internet. Apparently, that was a farce.
You'll never be able to do it.
I don't know. Did you hear about that? Those cops, or was it firefighters, that busted the window of a car to get a baby out? But it turned out it was just a toy. Someone had a toy baby in their car, and then the police busted their window to try and get it out.
Good. Don't carry toy babies.
That's
it. I mean, that's a real thing.
That's the underlying thing.
Hashtag.
Why was that toy baby in there?
Stop toy babies.
Stop toy babies.
That's terrible.
What if it was your car, Aaron?
Oh, then the city's paying for it.
I don't think they did.
Oh, no. I think they will.
My car's totaled, and I get a new one.
Yeah. I think Aaron has a lobby that will lobby for him.
Yes.
They're going to use
NAACP.
Black Lives Matter.
20 nations ready to roll. That's what I got.
The black delegation.
Black windows matter.
Exactly. I'll protest. African Mbata and the Zulu Nation is ready to roll with me.
Wakanda.
A dozen man march.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. A dozen man.
We're going now.
We are limping to the finish line.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about some Nintendo news. There's some 3DS stuff. There's some Hyrule Gold Edition stuff coming out. Final Fantasy news. I want to talk about this Jimmy Kimmel situation, too, because that was really interesting.
You just made it a situation by calling it a situation.
Did he get in trouble?
It wasn't a situation until he called out the trolls.
Is he back with the Jewish girl?
No.
No?
Her mom just died recently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he back with the Jewish girl?
I just said no.
Oh.
Did you guys see the new
her mom just died recently.
Street Fighter V bearded Ryu costume?
That looks pretty sick, I'm not gonna lie.
Why did it take them this long to give him a beastly beard and make him all badass?
We'll find out after the break, I guess.
After the break, we're gonna talk about Ryu's beard. We're gonna talk about Jimmy Kimmel, Nintendo, and so much more. So thanks for sticking around for this week's Video Game Bang. I think camping's legitimate.
I think it is.
In certain games.
For losers.
Yeah?
Pretty much.
It's not what your mom said.
No, she said camping's for losers as well. She doesn't like campers as well.
I don't like camping in real life.
I'll go camping with your mothers. All right, Slider. That's how that one ends. and we're back. Video Game Bang, we're joining you back. Badass Ryu in these costumes that they're doing for Street Fighter. Have you gotten to check any of these out, Aaron? I know we saw the Ryu one.
I only got to see the bearded one, and that one is probably the sweetest one.
Is that good enough to make you go to GameStop to buy it,
nope.
though? Because that's how these...
Is that Snake?
Awesome suits are... Is that Snake?
It's Snake.
I like Snake, doesn't it? That's how these ones are working. They got a few costumes. They'll all become available for money. And that's just how...
For money.
For monies. What are the other costumes? I didn't see the other costumes.
Well, there's one right there. There's the Cammy one. Wearing a lot of clothes. Wearing a little bit too much clothes for Cammy.
For Cammy?
Yeah.
Eh. I don't know. Bison needs to have a lot more different costumes.
I don't know. And the new Chun-Li. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Chun-Li.
Yeah.
thick leg Chun-Li.
I am so looking forward to playing this game on the new
real thunder thighs.
She
What's
is
the case
awesome.
To be made for the fight sticks? Before. Do I need to get a fight stick bags?
No.
If I really want to get into Street Fighter, can I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do
yeah,
what you want.
You,
I mean,
into
I
it.
Guess,
you can play it on a pad. People, major leaguers play it on pads too.
Is there a reason? Like, is there any champions that just use QWERTY?
Champions? Is that
no.
what you just called them?
No one plays on a keyboard.
No one plays.
No one plays on a keyboard.
Did you see the Evo event? I don't think it was Street Fighter. Was it Street Fighter? Where in the finals, the guy's controller died on him. And I guess in tournament rules, it doesn't matter. Like,
really?
His controller died, and the dude just womped on in the championship.
I don't think it was Evo. It was another event, and the guy's kept controller kept dying, like, over and over again.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Evo, though, because it was really recent.
That
Oh,
seems...
no, yeah. So it died once, and then they actually held it for him to get another stick at Evo.
Did they?
Yes, they did. As I watched Evo, I remember that.
They held...
I know, like, you
held
didn't,
what?
But that's fine.
Held what?
They paused it.
Okay, okay.
Because he lost off the first one because it paused.
But
they gave him the first one. And then...
Did he have to eat that loss?
He had to eat the loss of that round.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, he had to eat the loss of that round. Yeah. But then it happened... See, the thing is, it happened again even after they thought they got it working. So they had to pause and wait. And he had to find another stick and controller and everything. Mm-hmm. Which took an inordinate amount of time considering they're at a giant event where everyone has a stick. Like, I don't... Unless he was looking for a very particular one.
I would imagine it in that when you get to that level.
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of those major league guys play on any stick. Like, yeah, that's it. I can play off this. All right, go.
That's the attitude to have.
That's the attitude. That's the way to do it.
Yep.
And there's just never going to be a universal input that everybody would learn to play the game, right?
I don't think so.
Most of it's arcade stick, though.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if you want to go to the pros,
you have to play with a certain.
You play with, yeah, these regulation type of things.
Like a regulation basketball.
Or a regulation football or a regulation any sport.
No, not really. I don't think so.
That's just usually, you know, how sports work.
Well, look at hockey. In hockey, you don't have to use a specific brand of stick, right? They have guys with different versions of the stick.
Well, that's the thing is you have to, you either give over the monopoly of one company for the regulation or you open it up because they're not gonna. One company's gonna own the regulation because it's gonna
True.
Be patented now.
Yeah.
Like it's not a,
yeah.
it's not a. Oh, that's a ball. You can't patent that.
Yeah.
It's,
I kind of when I think of esports and comparing it to real sports, I would think that the actual game of the sport, like the rules of soccer or whatever, are the game, and that the peripherals are more like your shoes.
Like they're your equipment.
Your personal equipment. Like
I can see
in
that.
The NBA, if you have shoes that have a pump on it because they make you feel like you can jump higher, then you
then
can
you're five.
You can use those. And you're probably a child. So I think the stick and what you use should be universal. I don't think you can force everyone to conform to one stick.
You can, but
I think you'd lose.
Do you want to?
No.
I think you would lose some of it, definitely.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel is poking fun at the gamers. He did a video where he was kind of making fun of people watching people on the internet play video games.
That's a new joke. No one's done that.
So he was making fun of Twitch?
He was making fun of Twitch, essentially.
No,
YouTube gaming
specifically.
Because it was in the news.
Oh, okay. So
right. Even though Twitch has been around forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, even you right now are treading on what he was talking about, I think, to begin with. Because you were upset at the jokes that he made.
I didn't I don't watch them. I don't care. But it's not important. He's not actually impacting anything I'm doing. Anyone who gets mad about this needs to fucking grow up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's...
What if they're five?
They still need to grow up.
Kimmel
the world
made,
is harsh.
Kimmel made some jokes about YouTube and how it's dumb to watch people play video games.
Okay.
Why don't we just watch people watching people play video games? And we can watch the people who are watching the people who are watching
people play video games. Yeah, I mean, these guys, all the late night guys,
it's a
Conan,
recursive joke.
They all make jokes.
I don't
know
recursive.
They
all make jokes about nerdy people. Like,
okay, did he ever
these guys
really make a joke about nerdy people, or did he just keep making a joke about the act of watching somebody play video games?
Has any of us actually watched it?
No, we should watch it right now.
There you go.
There it is.
I watched the video where he recaps what he talked about, and then he read out loud some of the comments on the YouTube channel. I watched that video.
Yeah, I saw that one as well.
Yeah, which I think is kind of close.
I feel like we should watch the video.
I don't think we need to. It doesn't matter. There's not one thing he could have said that got the outrage.
This is America.
We can't.
This is America.
Yeah, literally. We can't.
No, I heard a celebrity tell me that I don't need to vaccinate my children.
Here's the difference, though.
That's a leap.
We watched him.
I don't need to listen to these scientists or doctors.
But the thing is, I didn't watch anything.
So
you watched the video, right, Corey?
I watched the second video.
And you watched the video, right?
I watched the second
video. Well, I
read a blurb about it in which they were saying the fact that he's making jokes the way he is just shows that he's out of touch with something. And it's one of those things where I can make fun of it and get a laugh and go with it. Now, the response from the internet has been, of course, just pure vitriol.
Atrocious.
As it is wont to do since it's the internet and it's the worst.
I gotta see.
So having that happen, it made him respond again, which has continued the quote-unquote flame war.
There's no flame war.
So he basically went through and did his own version of mean tweets against himself on the YouTube comments. He said it was the most disliked YouTube video they've ever posted. It had like negative 60,000 thumbs downs. And he was reading some of the comments, and it was just your typical internet responses, like get AIDS, get cancer, you should all this, like,
so your average stuff,
average all internet stuff. But he, in acknowledging it, takes it to the next level and kind of holds up a mirror, in my opinion, to the ugliness that we do have in the gaming and online community. Still.
So you applaud him for that?
I do.
Okay,
that's why I wasn't against it. I thought what he did was he's fighting back. He has the right to make out-of-touch, stupid jokes. That's the thing. Don't watch Jimmy Kimmel. None of them are in touch. People say, like, Conan, oh, he's the real geek. He's one of us. But you watch, like, Geek Gamer, and his whole shtick is that he's not. He knows how to cater to that community.
He makes, like, dad jokes about it.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, they're like, oh, what's happening over there?
Well, yeah, which is fine. I love what he does.
Yeah, I mean, that's his shtick, whatever.
Kimmel kind of hit it in his second video when he said, yeah, I made fun of this group of people and this trend in TV, but I make fun of people. I watch football every week, and I think it's stupid, too. Like, I get it together with a bunch of my stupid friends, and we watch a dumb sport because it's fun. You guys can do that. And he makes jokes about football all the time, too. I mean, it's just people get so upset. He's a comedian. They make jokes. Get over it.
But it's a very new medium versus watching football, which is not a new medium.
He kind of
so when a spoiled child, when a child gets mad at you for doing something versus an adult that gets mad at you for doing something, there's two very different reactions there. The people who have been doing something like this, they haven't had much time to actually create a space for themselves per se, and I'm not trying to defend them necessarily, but I mean, that's kind of where they're coming from, where they're attacked from most sides. They still have the memories fresh in their head of being pushed into lockers because they played the video games.
Really?
One part that I do...
Sounded good when I said it, though.
Because I'm like, I guess, in that world. Yeah.
With the Kimmel situation, one thing I will say is that if you want to vote it down, vote the hell, do whatever you want. If you want to say he's out of touch, write in the comments, this guy's out of touch, this is why I don't like it. The ones I don't like are the ones that he pointed out, which, honestly, were probably a pretty small.
But first of all, you get those messages anywhere. You can see a girl putting up a video about her putting on makeup a certain way, and they're like, I hope you get AIDS. On it's that true. Comment. Like, it's just the internet. That's just what they do.
We've gotten some pretty atrocious...
We've got plenty. Yeah. And it's whatever. I don't understand. Maybe it's because of his celebrity and his stature or whatever. This is, a little bigger than average, but I don't see anything. I don't even want to watch the video anymore.
He's over it.
I'm kind of already.
I never
Nerd Reactor had an article, like an open letter to Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, they wrote something to him.
This is
an open letter.
I thought this was...
This is just like, I'm going to air my grievances and the chances that you see it.
Really?
Yeah, it was an interesting article, and I didn't totally disagree with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought there was some well-thought-out points. It's by Brian Chu. He's a great... he's a good writer. He does really good stuff.
I want to read the article. I mean, I don't understand. So was he upset?
Yeah, he was more upset at Kimmel saying he was kind of enabling.
Enabling whom?
More chaos.
Old people that
by,
don't?
By going...
No,
by,
no, enabling, yeah, gamer yeah. haters.
Oh, by, on, basically. Like, doing a whole segment.
Because now what
out.
He's doing is he's making the people who make those comments, those are now the representatives of gamers.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily true. They're representative of
they're
shitty
the
people
voices.
On the internet.
They're the loudest voices right now.
But that's the same. That's the same with any people group, though. It's always the radicals, always the
yeah,
fanatics that
exactly.
get called out and get represented.
100%.
But you know, those aren't necessarily actually people who play video games.
No, I
sometimes
100%
it's
agree.
Literally just troll ass people being trolled.
But
yeah.
again, they got their. Comment on TV. They
yeah.
got their, you know,
their
17
mission was
seconds
accomplished.
Of you know fame.
So you think Kimmel should have just let it go and just moved on, or do
nah,
you think it was?
I think
Kimmel is not going to, for one, because it's going to be more ratings to look to.
Yeah, we're talking about
people.
Him right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Guarantee if this right. didn't happen, we would not be talking about Jimmy Kimmel right now.
So he probably was looking for that type of. Retort and
see,
he got it.
See, so when I started and I said I don't even care about Jimmy Kimmel, that's actually the right response to it because the more you talk about him, the stronger he gets. Just
not
like
Beetlejuice.
Just like most celebrities.
I think that
Jimmy Kimmel.
I think right. that like the idea Kimmel. Of what he was doing was good, standing up for himself and kind of fighting back. You know, like what you were saying earlier, Corey. But I don't think that reading those specific ones may have been the best execution of it.
What? Yeah, you always read the haters.
Moving forward, we do have a new, smaller Nintendo 3DS coming out in September.
3DS Pocket.
I get it.
It's not called 3DS Pocket?
No, it's not
okay.
called 3DS Pocket.
Didn't they just make a new, larger 3DS?
They like to make them
so 3DS
smaller.
XL?
It was too big, yeah.
Larger.
The XL ones I actually kind of like, though.
That's what I prefer.
Yeah.
I have the XL because we have adult hands.
I got my mom a DSi XL way back when.
Oh, really?
And she played on that, and it was better for her hands. She's got arthritis and stuff, and it actually she was able to play on it because it's larger, not a tiny little. Because even my friggin' hands turned into claws after more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
How big is this one?
This new one.
It's the size of a small dog.
There you go.
The dog can get pretty small. Yeah. So.
Size of a small dog.
I'm trying to wait for the.
I rest
picture.
My case.
I'm trying to get the picture up on
there. There you go.
Small child. Size of a small child.
I had a regular sized DS, just the regular DS, and okay. that's when I realized that my anatomy has changed since childhood. Like, that's what it took.
That's when you realized?
That's when I realized.
You
married.
Realized the hair growing in strange places.
Nope.
Started sweating more
Holy
often.
Oh, shit. I'm an adult.
Oh, no.
When the hell did puberty happen?
I noticed it when I held a Nintendo a handheld. And, like, my hands were falling asleep. They were getting cramped. Like, it was not a comfortable situation. Then I moved to the 3DS XL. Fixed all the problems. Like... But I could not imagine moving to something smaller. This has to be for children.
It says it's about the same size as a regular 3DS.
But it's smaller.
But it's smaller.
Smaller than a 3DS XL.
So it's a 3DS. So they went from a 3DS
coming out in February.
To a 3DS XL. And then they said, hey guys, we're going to come out with something brand new, a smaller 3DS.
All
which
about
is
comparisons.
And it has two different cover plates that come with this Happy Home Designer
the
bundle.
Animal Crossing
full
stuff.
Game and download
this
included.
This is the first article I found that had
out in February, apparently. Indeed. Is that Satan on the left there?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. I won't be buying it.
Oh, really? Why not? I thought you love Animal Crossing.
I thought you bought a lot
no.
of things.
Also,
no.
No,
yeah.
I am what they call a money hoarder.
No, you're just broke.
No.
In more 3DS news, GameStop is getting an exclusive, it looks like, Hyrule Gold Edition Nintendo 3DS XL.
I was considering buying one of those, and now I'm not.
Because it's exclusive to the
GameStop.
Stop That Games.
Really? That's going to stop you?
It stopped yes. his games, yes.
Wow. Why? Your hatred for GameStop overcomes your love for...
Hyrule.
It's not love. It's a casual interest.
Legend of Zelda.
Super casually talking. We don't. It's not serious.
No.
Not in love.
I
in like.
was in the market for a 3DS around the time that the last one came out. And it was like the Super Mario Brothers Dream Team version was out and then the Zelda one. And I really would have preferred the Zelda one, but I could not find it anywhere.
What do you play? What did you rack up the most time on it with? Like what game?
Pokemon.
Pokemans.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Followed up by the Mario Luigi Dream Team that it came with.
Because it came with it?
Yeah. Are those the only two games you had?
No, actually,
I had recently, one more. I didn't like that one, though.
No, I played some of my old DS games.
Took it back within
But with
3DS days.
Games, I really like the NES Remix.
Oh, yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah.
It made breathe new life into some of these games, because you go through...
Well, like a remake? Of like
no,
game?
No, it's Remix.
Oh, okay.
No, it's
so
not Remix.
So you go from right
it's an HD
to
remix.
Left in Mario.
Oh.
Super no,
Mario.
Okay. You dicks. There's like 10 different games in there. You know, they got Excited
Bike. So like 10 remakes.
Kirby. No. You son
oh,
of a
I'm
bitch.
Sorry. Remixes,
listen.
Right.
You can start utilizing that new hand button. Remixes.
No. Okay. Here's the thing. This may make dig my hole even worse, but there's no full games on here.
You're done.
So there's just trials?
You're already done.
No, it's not trials. It's like...
Is it a demo
special
disc?
Special challenges.
Did they just sell you a demo disc?
No. It's all unique challenges.
Demo
they,
cartridge.
They took the...
Challenges, huh?
Challenges. So,
oh,
like,
okay.
There's a speed test. Get through the first level of Mario in this amount of time. And, by the way, you can't go backwards. You know, the screen is keep moving forward. So you have to keep up with the screen. And if you get through
and
it in a certain
this.
Amount of time, yeah, because then you get stars. You unlock different levels in different games. So after,
this is something you enjoyed.
It is. After a while.
This is something you're recommending to other people, right?
Yes.
Now. Okay.
It was good.
All right.
Because then they have, you know, the Punch-Out challenges. You know, you unlock it, you get stars, and then they have the Remix challenges where they blend the games together. So at one point, I was playing as Kirby doing the first boss mission thing against the tree guy. While Boo was coming from behind me. So I had to keep facing him so that he wouldn't creep up and catch me. And then I had to fight the boss at the same time. And so they have a bunch of crossover stuff as you're going through. It's just for time wasters. It's not like something you're going to RP for hours and hours at a time. But if you have 15 minutes, it's fun to play.
Oh, okay. Sure. You know, I also have a phone for that.
Aaron, back me up here.
I don't back up demo playing.
It's not a demo.
What if they had just made all of the regular remixes?
That
what if they just made a giant remix game instead of tiny little separate challenges? What if they like strung it all together with like a semi-cohesive story of some sorts?
No.
Then that'd be called a video game.
Yeah, it'd be like a real video game.
Yeah.
IGN backs you up.
Oh, because they...
Yeah, see? Finally.
They're definitely...
Some common fucking sense.
The voice of reason.
What do they say?
Well, it's a big long paragraph.
Wait.
It's a big long
What's
paragraph.
The first, like, seven words?
That'll tell
Nintendo
you
Nintendo knows the power of its back catalog.
Huh. It's almost like they rested on the laurels of all their old good games instead
it's
of
saying,
creating a new one.
I didn't say it was great for a brand new, exciting storyline.
Here we go. It's a clever and challenging way to experience the classics without just retreading old ground.
There
you go.
Just retreading
IGN
old ground.
Said
which
it.
Means you are
he
retreading
said, what are the last four
also-
words of that sentence? That's exactly what this is.
But I digress.
Just retreading old ground.
Go to the third
it's
paragraph
the,
and
honestly,
read me.
It's the thing
third
we've
paragraph,
been saying about
line
Nintendo
two,
the whole time.
What word four.
It's the thing we've been saying about Nintendo the whole time.
Yeah.
They know how to use the games that they made 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But if it's
like,
not broke, why fix it?
No, I mean, people are still buying it. I'm not going to sing to the high praises. Oh, they released another Mario. Hallelujah. Thank God. It's the greatest thing. It's fucking Mario again. Good job.
Yeah.
You didn't screw it up this time. Which apparently is actually really hard to do in sequels to not screw it up. So I guess maybe good on them.
20 years from now, they do another one. Are we still having this conversation?
Yes.
Yep.
That's well, no,
sad.
I'm dead by then, but, you know.
That's sad.
The way I eat and drink,
yeah,
you know, I'll be dead by then.
How's everyone's Fallout shelters doing, Aaron?
I'm 30 guys strong, and I have...
30 strong
really,
for life.
He's playing the long game.
I was at 29 for the long run, and then I got a lunchbox, and they forced the man upon me.
Don't say that.
Basically, they
phrasing.
Did.
Phrasing.
They
How's him?
Did.
House him somewhere.
And I put him in the electric room or the power room. And I just maintain. Like once in a while, it's not like
is it like regular? How you're playing is that this? Like real life for you?
Like, I just kind of cruise.
For everyone else in the game that I've talked to is just trying to get to 100.
But why? Like, why?
Get that 100.
So you get that Nuka-Cola plant.
For what?
To get the Nuka-Cola.
Okay. What is that doing for you?
Aaron, you don't like playing games.
I love playing games.
I don't think you understand how
this works. But I love playing games. I love playing games with a purpose.
I don't think playing games means what you think it means.
Aaron's scared of the death clause.
I wrote an article on nerdreactor.com, and it's called The Fallout Shelter and Fallout 4 Connection.
I'm literally looking at that article right now.
This article, to give you kind of a Cliff's Notes or whatever.
Cliff's Notes?
Who is Cliff? And how do I get his notes?
Why'd you steal his notes?
It's basically what I would want to see between like them, you know, a link between both of them.
Oh, you know? So would you call this an editorial piece?
It's definitely an editorial piece. None of it will probably ever happen.
Would it be a link to the past?
Since no.
It's
it actually would be a...
Link to the future?
Link to the...
Back to the future links?
It's something like
talks
that.
About the lures in here. The lures.
Talks about the Lord in here.
Lord.
Yeah, but...
Oh, it's...
If some of the stuff that I wrote in my article happens in Fallout 4, then I would love it. I'd be all down. I'd be more invested into playing Fallout Shelter.
Are those screenshots from you?
Those are pictures from...
From your game?
No, that's not just from my game.
As you're saying.
When I first saw this, I was like, how the hell did you get a dance party happening?
But I saw that picture and I was like, that's
everybody's
hilarious.
Having way too much fun with swords in there.
There's a raider attack happening. Jason's
in the background. Killing.
Jason from Voorhees. Jason Voorhees is in there.
Jason from Voorhees.
Jason from Voorhees. And a small little black girl
running for her life.
Running for her life.
So one of the things I said is the way Bethesda could have integrated them is if just very simple ways. If they took like all your stats and all your kind of your game history and made it into some type of lore within the game. So you go around and you read about a vault that may have been destroyed and you see, oh, you know, Corey Vincent, one of your random characters that you made or something like that, you know, lived in this vault where it was very successful for a while but then shut down due to so-and-so. You know, that's the small amount. The big extreme on the opposite, the huge extreme where they can integrate them is actually putting your vault that you made in Shelter in the game in Fallout 4.
Wow.
And that would be something.
It'd be
that
a massive ass vault, though.
That would be something that I would love to go see.
Dead ass vault.
You find.
Dead ass vault.
You find your vault in Fallout 4. All the randomized characters that you made are sitting there and they're just NPCs walking around the vault.
Holy shit, that'd be a lot of NPCs.
Yeah.
Would they still say that they're random ass things?
Yeah,
they're actually, no,
I don't
they're
think
all
anybody's
dead.
Listening.
I'm almost to 100 people.
Almost 100
people?
Yeah, I've got it to where now I can kill Deathclaws in the first room. As soon as they walk into the building, they're gone. So I have no fear of Deathclaws.
So when you get to 100,
I don't fear them
either.
They just run from room to room being dicks. And then I keep moving my tuned Gatling laser from room to room to fight it. And I'm like, why is it like this? This is like the worst game of whack-a-mole. And then they eventually die. And I was like, all right, well... That was annoying.
Do you have a lot of casualties?
No.
No?
I don't. I've had maybe one person die from two Deathclaw attacks. They never kill anyone in a room. They just run from room to room like assholes.
They're very fast, yeah.
They're just like, hey, I'm fucking up your shit. Now I'm over here. I'm going down your elevator.
I think I'm waiting on updates.
What more do you want?
On that DLC?
Something.
Because Mole Rats and Deathclaws were updates.
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah, with the people who originally got it on the iOS.
They didn't
get Deathclaws and Mole Rats till roughly about the Android version.
Oh, so then we all got the game at the same time. Sweet.
See, that's what it's like when you get like a full release, like Grand Theft Auto 5.
They must have tiptoed and like skipped all the way to 100 people because Deathclaws were the only challenge that I've really encountered so far. The rest is just management.
I haven't encountered one Deathclaw.
Well, you got to get up to like 50 or 60 people.
Yeah,
but why?
Yeah,
so you can encounter. Death
I just
claws.
Had more rats.
And then if the raiders or Deathclaws also dropped loot, maybe, then yeah, that would motivate me to actually get some, you know, some more people in there to attract
that's
them.
True, they
that's
don't drop
true,
any
actually.
Loot.
No,
yeah, I
there you go.
About that.
There you go, guys. Read my article on nerdreactor.com. Is there a Fallout 4 and Shelter
connection? I just keep
connection?
Playing it because it keeps yelling at me.
Yeah, something happened in your room. So, good use of the mute button, Aaron. Good use.
Super sly.
I know.
What's going on?
I'm glad we're actually using the features we put on the table.
Maybe we need some soundproof.
Soundproof booth.
Yeah, booths.
Booths.
Soundcraft booths.
Soundproof booth.
I'm trying to think of anything that's cool happened. Oh, I've had my first person out for 24 hours.
Whoa.
24 hours.
And they survived the whole time?
David Ng. Mike, yep, he's a beast right. in my game. He's the guy I send out. He came back with clergy robes.
He went out there and converted, huh?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
He came back a monk.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
You get a pacifist out there.
I liked reading the little, the little logs of what you, what people do out there. Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Killed the blow flag. It exploded into chunks everywhere. Disgusting.
It's cool. That's cool stuff.
I did it. I killed the rabid dog.
Took one damage.
Took one damage.
Earned 575 XP.
Found 25 caps.
Sweet.
You guys really are into this.
Yeah, it's cool.
There's a department store. It's empty.
I was reading I went and was looking at kind of at strategies on what people are doing, and that's how I can kill the death claws so fast, is because you put your power station up on the top floor, because you automatically put your most highest attacking people there,
your top strength.
Yeah, your top strength. So you just load them with your big guns. Like, I just got the fat man gun today, which is like a small nuke.
Oh, gun. Okay. Yeah.
And it's so cool when you blast.
Wait, did you not know what that gun was?
I knew it from
until
the game.
Until you played. Okay.
Yeah, no.
My best gun is an enhanced sniper rifle. Raiders come in, they don't make it past the first room.
They don't make it past that first room.
Nope.
Raiders usually get past the first room because I don't have anyone stationed there because I don't care.
I kind of want to take this in a serious direction for a moment because we just have a few minutes left and it's kind of a big deal. Today we found out that we lost a great man in the satellite engineering field, a coworker of mine. I worked with a guy for 5 years named Alan Guthrie. He pretty much single-handedly created a satellite network that is like nothing has ever been done in radio before. And he passed away with a heart attack, so I just want to say thank you, Alan. A guy is truly genius when he's on a whole nother level. But he can talk to regular people.
He can bring it down to you.
And not make you feel like an idiot. There's those smart people who are just brilliant and condescending. This guy was the nicest guy. Way too young. Great family. Thoughts, prayers, best wishes go out to them. But yeah, Alan Guthrie, legend. Look him up. The man is a genius. Sorry to bring everyone down, but we will be back with more fun this weekend on the Weekend Live Show. Don't forget our 100th episode this Saturday at night. We'll see you then.